Penguin Random House Audio presents Leading Lady, Sherry Lansing and the Making of a Hollywood Groundbreaker by Stephen Galloway. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. On January 23, 2003, a black sedan pulled out of Paramount Pictures' historic 65-acre lot at the southern edge of Hollywood and eased into the clogged traffic, heading toward Los Angeles International Airport. For the security guards who manned the studio's Melrose Avenue gate, this was nothing new. Taxis and limousines went back and forth dozens of times each hour, ferrying everyone who was anyone, from Tom Cruise to Mel Gibson to Angelina Jolie. The guards knew them well, and all their follies and foibles. Some were liked, some loathed. Few were as revered as the woman sitting inside the car now, her blue eyes brilliant against her raven hair. At 58 years old, Sherry Lansing was Hollywood royalty. Tall and elegant in one of her trademark Armani suits, she had been chairman of Paramount's movie division since 1992 and had ruled it with an iron fist hidden inside the most velvet of gloves. With her regal presence and commanding 5'10" frame, she would have intimidated the guards if not for her palpable warmth. She liked to be liked, needed it even, and unsheathed the steel within only when absolutely necessary. For a quarter century, she had reigned as the most powerful woman in